Hi all, what's up? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. Yesterday I spent all morning in a cafe. A cafe is a place where you can get coffee, of course, but also a sandwich, a snack, juice, water, stuff like that. In other words, it's a place where you can get a cappuccino and make a light meal if you want. Nowadays, pretty much all cafes offer Wi-Fi connection, which is a big plus for me. I, like many people, enjoy working at a cafe while sipping a coffee drink or some tea. And for some reason, I don't mind all the buzz around me. You know, other people getting their coffee, chatting, talking on the phone. I find that I'm usually able to concentrate much better when I'm at a public place with a cup of coffee. Go figure. So, last morning there I was, writing something on my netbook, when a woman standing next to me said in English, "Excuse me, do you speak some English?" I said yes, and she continued, "Are you using the internet?" I nodded, and she said, "Can you help me?" She showed me her iPhone and an internet card that is given to customers free of charge at this cafe. Safari, the browser on the iPhone, was open, but the screen was blank. I told her that was weird, because the iFi connection at this cafe is supposed to not only fire up the browser, but also to open a screen where the owner of the iPhone would be able to enter their login information and the unique code from the internet card. This woman was really puzzled. She didn't even know what to do with the card. That must be because this is a very famous chain of cafes that is present in several countries. Maybe you know which one I'm talking about. In the US and many European countries, you don't need a card to connect to the internet when you're at this cafe. You simply get in there, and when you fire up Safari, you just have to agree to the terms of use, and voila, you're connected. So maybe that's what it's like in this woman's country. So she showed me the card and the iPhone screen, and then she looked at me and her face said, "What do I do?" I told her that she needed to register online at the internet provider's page, and I told her that she would have to enter username, password, and her passport number. That surprised her. She thought it was a bit much, since she only wanted to have access for a few minutes. But the weird thing is that the same page should have showed up on her iPhone browser. I asked her to hand me the phone, and then I shook it a little and tapped it lightly. She thought that was funny and chuckled. Well, who knows, that might have worked, but it didn't, and I handed the phone back to her. She thanked me and said using the internet for a few minutes wasn't worth the trouble of registering and then filling in a form, etc. Then she went back to talking to her friend. From what I was able to tell, they were speaking either German or Dutch. So, tell me, do you run into many foreigners where you live? I live in São Paulo and I run into people from other countries all the time. Sometimes I'm just walking down the street and I hear some foreign language being spoken, usually English or Spanish. Has anyone ever walked up to you in the street and asked for directions or other kind of information? Were you able to help? Let us know in the comments. Tell us your story. Talk to you next time.